Rick, it's got to be hard to explain a game like this where you get three goals against unfortunate bounces, shall we say, and explain it just as that's hockey. Is that the frustrating part of it, Manny?
That is. You look at the last two games, Boss's first goal goes in half of us. The third goal tonight. So you're in these tight checking one goal games, and they're going in off of us. That being said, when we had them down 2-0, we had so many chances to make it 3-0, and so Oregon just came up big, which was the same thing as in Boston, right? So you just got to fight through these things, and it's disappointing, but when you get a chance to make that 3-0, we had enough chances to do that, that eventually will bite you.
Z was asked about it and talked about it. You had one power play in Boston.
None tonight. I can't explain this. I honestly, I don't. I'm seeing things that, okay, I think they're penalties. The referees obviously don't. But to go in, that's two games now. We've had one power play. I can't explain that.
Going back to what you were talking about, needing to score that third one to get it to 3-0. Since before you got here this year, that was kind of, it's been a little bit of an issue. There have been games where they've dominated and just not scored enough goals. As a coach, is there anything you can do to kind of, help out the finish or anything like that?
No, what you do as a coach is, okay, you're not creating these chances, come up with ways to create chances. And we're creating enough chances. And we just, you're going to go through those spells. We went through a spell in that 10-game run, the puck was going in. Right now, it's not going in. And you just got to fight through it. If we weren't getting those chances, okay, then we got to come up with something to give us those chances. And you rely on, the players are getting them. They're putting them in the puck where they think the puck will go in. Sometimes you tip your hat to the goaltender. Like, he made some huge saves tonight. We made some nice plays around the net, and you tip your hat to him, you tip your hat to Corpy in Boston, and we move on.
What was the explanation to you, or what did you see on the goalie interference?
Well, we just saw a skate come in and bump our goalie. It's worth a call.
Even though the guys are playing well now, do you worry at all about the lack of result creeping in and getting them down, and do you do anything to try to prevent that?
No, they know we're playing good hockey. We dominated for two periods again tonight. They know we're playing good hockey. You just got to fight through it. We can't change anything. If we weren't creating chances, if we weren't playing well, regardless of the score, right? You guys, we're playing well enough to win games. We are. If we weren't, then that's a whole other discussion. Right now, I know there's two games. We played well enough to win both, and we didn't. We got a point. Get ready for the Rangers.
What's the mindset on the bench when you're 3-3, the clock is ticking down? Are you trying to win this in regulation,
yes,
or is it you want to at least get that point?
No,
the balance?
I'm trying to win in regulation. No, it's we're trying to catch them. We don't want to give them a point. Right, so they got the extra point tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're going to skate at 11 tomorrow. 11.